American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Hey, it's time to bring in Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com. Hey, Dash, Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys.
How was your trip to Memphis?
Wasn't bad. Had a little rain coming back, but I actually enjoyed it. I mean, got to stay downtown for this one. Obviously, you know, there's a lot going on, so that was very enjoyable.
How many ribs places did you go to?
Went to two, and went to Rendezvous.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the original Corky's on this particular trip here.
All right.
My face.
What did you like? Which one of those you?
Well, probably the Corky's. I'm more of a wet ribs type person. I do that a little better than I like that better than the dry rub, but it's still not the best barbecue I've had on this past year, though. I'll still go with my favorite Q39 in Kansas City, but never going to turn down Memphis barbecue.
No doubt. That's true. You do Kansas City, you do Memphis, you're definitely going to get some good barbecue for sure. Well, your thoughts on the game, first half versus second half, it was a couple of different things out there.
Definitely a couple of different things out there. I mean, Georgia, you know, wasn't quite, I don't think really in sync as they probably hoped to be. But the second half, I mean, we've seen a few times this year, they were really kind of get it in gear and the team really came out fired up. I mean, they really were determined not to let their season end on a sour note. They beat but I think that moving forward is going to be a very, very good TCU team. I mean, granted, this year, and like Georgia, a lot of ways, they were very young. I think they only had like 11 or so seniors on that team. But a lot of, I thought, was a good young talent. I thought it was a good win for Georgia and a good way for them to end the season.
Why? I mean, what do you think happened? Like, why it seemed so bad in the first half and seemed so much better in the second half?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, one thing, maybe it was a feeling out process to some degree. I mean, because it really wasn't a whole – ton of preparation, and I don't think as far as dealing with what TCU does. I think there's still a lot of maybe getting to know the opponent a little bit. Maybe kind of had some kind of effect with that.
Georgia had a huge week in recruiting, three commits already in the 2017, the young year. Is the hype real for this class of 2017?
I think it is. I mean, I've actually been fortunate to see most of these guys that they've got commitments from in camp settings this year. Of course, you can't guarantee what you see in campus, what you want to see in games this fall, but just seeing the guys in person and meeting them and kind of getting a little idea of what they're all about. I definitely think it's legitimate. I mean, Georgia doing an excellent job of filling positions of need. I mean, starting the offensive line, Isaiah Wilson and that crowd is coming with him at wide receiver. I mean, they're getting some good talent. All these receivers they are recruiting out there, getting like a 6'1", 6'2", or taller. They really fit into what Kirby Smart has said he wants to get. And the thing is, they're not done. There's still some pretty big names still out there. Georgia thinks they have a good chance of getting to come back.
Well, if they're not done, that means we're going to see some attrition here, right? There's just no way because of the scholarship numbers.
Yeah, I believe so.
So Kirby Choates is, I guess, was a kind of a victim of that. Is that safe to say?
I don't know if Kirby fit into that role or not there, because Coach Smart had mentioned it's been a few weeks now that Chokes had not been practicing the team for like last half of the season to focus on academics. Coach Smart even said that there was a chance he was going to have to leave the program. So I don't know if that one in particular was a deal where they told him to go elsewhere because of the recruits they got coming in. But it certainly doesn't hurt Georgia from the standpoint now they're able to get an extra guy that maybe they would have gotten otherwise.
Well, tell us a little bit about these guys that we saw coming in, or I guess, excuse me, that committed over the weekend. The one I wanted to ask you about was D'Angelo Gibbs and what his impact is.
Yeah, it seems like we've been hearing about D'Angelo forever. I mean, I guess I first met D'Angelo. He was a sophomore still at Peachtree Ridge before he transferred over to Grayson. Just a very athletic kid. I mean, he did a great job for progression on both sides of the football. I think he projects as a safety and Coach Tucker's defense. But, as we saw in the state championship game, he could also go out and get the ball. So it's going to be curious to see how Georgia, ultimately uses him. But I think he's going to find a way on the field one way or the other, because he's a very, very talented kid. He can do a lot of things.
Does his commitment mean that Georgia might still be able to persuade or flip like a Jamias Williams from South Carolina?
Possibly. I know they're still trying to do that. And I'm not really, you know, I'm not sure they're going to be successful at that because, I mean, South Carolina's really putting all the eggs in Jamias' basket, so to speak. He's really the bell cow of their class right now, and I think that's kind of appealing to Jamias. But you know, Georgia's still going to give it a shot, but there's some other players out there, too, that Georgia wants, I think, if, you know, more, you know, same as, if not more than Jamias right now. So we'll have to wait and see. But right now, I'll be a little surprised if Jamias flips.
Tell us about Trey Bishop, the athlete from Terrell County.
Yeah, Trey is another kid, kind of like, you know, D'Angelo, can play on both sides of the football. But these guys will come in and play safety for Georgia. I mean, he was a former Auburn commit, and there was a few schools out there wanting to actually play quarterback for him this year. Kid is that talented. But, again, he fits that mold of the bigger defensive backs, especially a safety that Coach Smart wants to get 6'3". I think he's about 195 pounds right now, but I can definitely see him, you know, putting on, you know, 10, 15 pounds of muscle and be like a Greg Blue type player. I think he's that talented. I get a kid who I think has a very bright future in the red and black.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
And then yesterday, obviously, Monty Rice flipped his commitment from LSU to Georgia. And at one point, I guess he had said he was a silent commit to Georgia for most of the season. What are we getting in him?
Another guy who reminds me a lot of ways of Tim Kimbrough. Same kind of aggressive, you know, attitude. Really, really a ferocious tackler. And what we understand, it was a top, really, you know, possibly the top inside linebacker on Coach Smart's board. I know he's just a three-star at a couple of places right now, but he's again, a very fundamentally sound tackler, a kid who is very aggressive, and I think really fits the mold of what you're really looking for in an inside backer.
So besides, you have obviously Aubrey Solomon, Marcavius Bryant, and then I guess Leonard Warner would be the three big names out there. Are there other players that are still kind of uncommitted that Georgia's in the fold for, you know, as we head into the home stretch of the signing day period?
Yeah, well, two of them that jump to mind are, you know, Aubrey Solomon, you know, defensive tackle, and wide receiver Nico Collins. Those are two right now. I would, you know, I don't know if they're the two top guys left on the list, but I know they're right up there. Aubrey is a five-star defensive tackle, and, you know, he was committed to Michigan at one time, decommitted there. Supposedly he's leaning to Alabama, but he told, you know, Jay Cruz out of San Antonio that Georgia is starting to gain ground, and I know there's some current commits who are pretty confident he's going to wind up, you know, committed to Georgia. So, again, that would be just a tremendous, you know, get for the defense if that were to happen.
What's going on at quarterback after Eason and Fromm? Georgia seems a little thin there. You mentioned Trey Bishop a moment ago. Is there something in the fold where we could see somebody like doing something like that? Like I guess Bishop's a good, you know, athlete, that type of quarterback. I mean, what do you think Georgia's going to do at the quarterback position for recruiting, especially now that Trevor Lawrence is committed to Clemson?
Yeah, well, they have a walk-on, preferred walk-on come in. It's going to, I think, you know, give them some depth there. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, at one point I kind of was wondering if they might actually try to sign a second quarterback for this class, maybe find one of these versatile guys who's been running pass and kind of do it all. But, you know, right now it doesn't look like that's going to happen. But I don't know. I mean, Bishop would be interesting. I mean, he's like I said, he had two schools, I think, offered him the opportunity to play quarterback on the FBS level. He's a very talented kid. But, you know, right now I don't think it's going to happen. But I guess if push comes to shove, that's something George could wind up looking at.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com. The Dogs getting the win in the Liberty Bowl to close out the regular season. And now this is where do you rank this potential signing class? Is this going to be the best one in school history almost?
Well, since the ranks have been done, if you want to go about that, I think it definitely could be. I mean, right now, you know, Rivals has them sitting at number two in the country. Got like about 104-point lead on Ohio State, which is you're going to sign some more kids. So it may be kind of tough, you know, down the road for Georgia to hold on to it. But again, if they can go out and sign kids like Aubrey Solomon and Nico Collins, that could very well, you know, keep Georgia up at number two. And right now, just on paper, I'd have to say, yes, this would be the best class Georgia's ever signed if they can hold it all together.
Well, with Choate's leaving, do you feel like there's going to be some others that'll be, you know, I don't know if phased out is the right word, or, you know, what would you call it if there are a couple of other guys that end up in that boat? Is Bryce Ramsey a guy that's going to transfer as a graduate?
Yeah, There's been talk about that, but I've not seen anything, you know, indicated that, that for sure that's going to be the case. I mean, he's again, he is a graduate, and he could go somewhere and then possibly play play next year. But I don't know. I mean, Bryce also seems like he's the kind of guy who really loves just loves being in Athens. And so we'll see. I mean, whatever he does, I think we hear something on that, you know, relatively soon. But right now, I think he's going, you know, think he's going to stay.
How about like a Reggie Wilkerson?
Yeah, there are guys like that. There's some other guys on maybe on the offensive line that you know haven't played much or if any you know over the past years. I mean Sam Madden. Again, I'm not suggesting these guys are going to transfer, but guys like that, you know, Sage Harden, people like that who have yet to play that they could be a situation where they you know could possibly if they wanted to decide to look elsewhere. But I wouldn't rule out there being another you know decision or two made here in the next couple of weeks.
With this pretty highly touted recruiting class coming in and obviously coming off an 8-5 season, are the expectations next year already ramped up to a point where it's like SEC East or bust or 10 wins? I mean, do you feel like there's a point where Georgia fans feel this staff has to get to with all the talent they have coming in and the results of this past year?
Yeah, I think, you know, Georgia fans, and rightfully so, I mean, I think they should think they're starting to get the players now. I mean, that's one the first thing Kirby Smart was kind of worried about when he first took the job was the level of talent on the team. It looks like that is now being addressed, and that's going to be up to the coach to coach these players up and to make sure that the team, the program is where it needs to be on the field. They get the number of wins that everybody you know expects and what Kirby expects for happen. So it's, I think it's you know, it's going to get to the point now where he's getting the athlete now and the job his job now is to coach them up.
Hey, Dash, this next question is going to sound like I'm being critical, but I'm not. I'm just asking a question because sure. I don't understand. So, sure. Like, if a Tenille Carter supposedly can't come and enroll early, how does it work on the roster management where Georgia gets a commitment from, like, Amani Rice and then he's already, you know, going to be enrolling early?
That's a very good question.
I'm just asking how that works, or if you have some insight into that.
Well, I don't have any real inside details on that. Other than, in my opinion, anyway, if Georgia had really wanted Tenille Carter to come, they could have found a way to get him on the program, get him on the team. There's some. I mean, again, with some of the guys they have, leaving right now, there would have been, I think, room for him to come in and have a spot, but it just didn't work out for whatever reason. I mean, again, I think if Nick Chubb or Sony, you know, had not been coming back, this would have been an issue. But with those guys returning to Georgia, I think just ultimately felt they had enough depth of running back with DeAndre Swift coming in and you know Elijah and Brian Harrington coming back from last year. So I think just ultimately just they wanted to be able to fill another position of need.
All right, Dash, good stuff as always. Happy New Year to you. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you next Monday. Thanks for moving to Tuesday for us.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, buddy. Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible T-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.